Today's episode, Inyo County's Father of the Interstate. Many people give credit for the nation's interstate highway system to President Dwight Eisenhower. Eisenhower was duly impressed by the Germans' Autobahn system, which moved troops and supplies effectively and efficiently across the Third Reich during World War II. Eisenhower felt having a similar system of well-designed high-speed roadways was a necessity in maintaining the national defense of the U.S. In 1955, Eisenhower instructed his Secretary of Defense and former General Motors President Irwin Wilson to draw up a map titled The General Location of National System of Interstate Highways, and in 1956, Eisenhower persuaded Congress to pass the National Interstate and Defense Highways Act. But the idea of a national system of highways built and designed to move men and materials quickly for the sake of national defense can be traced right back to the Eastern Sierra and the father of El Camino Sierra, Wisner Gillette Scott. Scott had created the name El Camino Sierra in 1910 for our original Eastern Sierra Highway as part of a promotional campaign by the Inyo Good Road Club. Its purpose was to draw the attention of state lawmakers and highway department officials to this lightly populated region of the state and hopefully obtain a share of the new highway construction funds. Ever the promoter, Scott was continually looking for new ways to promote El Camino Sierra. The U.S. entered into World War I in April of 1917. Within months, Scott had started a new organization, this one titled the California National Defense Highway Association, whose purpose, as stated on its letterhead, was for the conversion of El Camino Sierra into a national defense military road. Scott campaigned vigorously for this new concept. His reasoning was El Camino Sierra, which is now Highway 395, would be the perfect road to defend the country from an invasion from the West Coast, as the enemy's armies would have to cross the narrow passes of the Sierras. Scott proposed the U.S. Army build forts at the base of every Sierra pass to fulfill the defensive line. Scott even got a resolution passed in Congress, creating a National Defense Highway Commissioner. Oh my goodness, Wisner Scott, ever the promoter of good roads, here, especially along El Camino Sierra.